This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have part two of our editor's picks of the most intriguing audiobook releases for June and July. We'll follow that with reviews in literary fiction, including a review of Earphones winner Lillian Boxfish Takes a Walk by Kathleen Rooney, read by Exie Sands, and we have Ombre by Elmore Leonard, read by Richard Poe. Let's get right to it. Our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases in June and July 2017. From author Anne Sibley O'Brien, we have In the Shadow of the Sun. This middle grade adventure set in North Korea is sure to intrigue young listeners, and it's read by Jackie Chung. From Linda Castillo, Down a Dark Road, Chief of Police Kate Burkholder chases a murderer on the run. Kathleen McInerney returns to narrate the latest in Castillo's series. From author Riley Sager, we have Final Girls. Two narrators take on this latest girl thriller as the only survivors of a brutal massacre, and they fight to stay alive years after they thought they were safe. It's read by Aaron Bennett and Hillary Huber. From Daniel Silva, we have House of Spies, Gabriel Allon, Book 17. Gabriel Allon is back, and so is his audio alter ego, George Guidel. We don't exactly know what to expect from the plot, but listeners can be assured of international intrigue. From Edwidge Dantica, we have The Art of Death, Writing, The Final Story. Dantica reflects on how she's written about death and explores how other writers have tackled it. The reader is to be announced. From author B.A. Paris, we have The Breakdown. A woman happens upon a crime and can't seem to put it out of her mind. We loved what narrator Georgia McGuire did with Paris's Behind Closed Doors, and she's reading this one as well. From authors Joe Harris with Chris Carter, we have The X-Files, Cold Cases. Mulder and Scully are back, again. A new audio adaptation by Dirk Maggs, starring original cast members, will be a must for devoted X-Files. From David Rosenfeld, we have Collard. Grover Gardner returns to narrate Rosenfeld's latest Andy Carpenter mystery for dog lovers. From author Elizabeth Berg, we have the story of Arthur Truelove. An unlikely trio of people move into each other's orbits and change each other's lives in Berg's new novel. The reader has yet to be announced. And finally, from Elizabeth Peters and Joan Hess, The Painted Queen. Elizabeth Peters' beloved sleuth Amelia Peabody returns in this posthumous entry completed by author Joan Hess. Longtime series narrator Barbara Rosenblatt is back at the helm. This is unsolicited. I have always enjoyed the Elizabeth Peters Amelia Peabody series. Okay, we return now to our reviews in the area of literary fiction. Our first review is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The Lesser Bohemians by Imir McBride, read by the author, and it's an Earphones winner. Imir McBride was an actor before she was a writer. Her novels, especially as performed by her, are breathtakingly effective, both as literature and as theater. The writing is elliptical but not confusing. She just clips out the bits of the sentence that don't need saying. The technique packs her character's emotions more densely and gives you the sense of being inside another person's head. Here, it's the head of an Irish girl in her first year at a London drama school as she falls into a chromosome-altering love affair with an older actor. This is gorgeous, heartbreaking work. This telling is so moving, so universal, and yet so specific to these two gifted, damaged people, so powerful and powerfully erotic as to be unforgettable. Beth Gutchen wrote that review of The Lesser Bohemians. It's written and read by Imir McBride, and it's an Earphones winner. It's available from Random House Audio for 11 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Refugees by Viet Thanh Nguyen, read by the author. Nguyen's stories are beautiful things, full of disorientation, fear, love, and alternate experiences of home. Nguyen's gentle and expressive voice contains an authenticity of emotion along with impeccable timing and perfect pronunciation. His stories illuminate the Vietnamese experience, from fleeing the country to growing up second generation in other nations. One tale features a ghostwriter who is visited by her brother, now a ghost, 25 years after he saved her from pirates. Another focuses on a professor with early onset dementia who begins to call his wife by another name, leading her to question his fidelity. The final story juxtaposes two half-sisters with the same name, living worlds away from each other, who are trying to break out of their economic and cultural straitjackets. Nguyen takes these pearls and polishes them to an even brighter shine. Anna Broom wrote that review of The Refugees by Viet Thanh Nguyen, read by the author, available from Audible, Inc. for 5 hours, unabridged. Next, we have American War by Omar El Akkad, read by Dion Graham. This audiobook, vividly imagined by journalist Omar El Akkad and narrated by Dion Graham, transports listeners to a near-future America ravaged by war. In 2074, the Second American Civil War ignites primarily over the federal outlawing of fossil fuels. As the red and blue states once again clash, young Sarah T. Chestnut, she's called Sarat, and her family eke out a living in the much diminished and neutral state of Louisiana. But soon enough, the Chestnuts are displaced and forced into a refugee camp, marking the start of their family's historic role in the war. Graham infuses the Chestnut story with urgency and heart, and he reads the official documents recounting the war with chilling veracity, making this dystopian vision of America feel all too real. Andrew T. Northrup wrote that review of American War by Omar El Akkad, read by Dion Graham, available from Random House Audio for 12.25 hours, unabridged. Our next review is Lillian Boxfish Takes a Walk. It's written by Kathleen Rooney, and it's an Earphones winner read by Exie Sands. Between author Rooney's story and narrator Exie Sands' craftsmanship, this walk will sweep listeners off their feet. Sands captures the essence of 80-year-old Lillian Boxfish, who is modeled after groundbreaking advertising icon Margaret Fishback, a former Macy's copywriter and poet. On New Year's Eve, 1984, Lillian walks toward her usual New York restaurant. But this New Year, she's seeking sustenance beyond food. It is Lillian's path that evening, literally through Manhattan and figuratively through her life, that Sands recounts. Through Sands, we feel the force of Lillian's personality with all its drive, wit, and grace, as well as the counter forces that want to constrain it. A concluding interview explores why the performances of the most exemplary narrators are so seemingly effortless, yet so compelling. Catherine Weiss wrote that review of Lillian Boxfish Takes a Walk by Kathleen Rooney, an Earphones winner read by Exie Sands. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 9 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Ombre by Elmore Leonard, read by Richard Poe. Narrator Richard Poe's steady, resonant tone, subtle accents, and superb timing bring out the sagebrush and tumbleweeds in this Western classic. The genre-busting story, heavy on action and social justice, follows a group of stagecoach passengers who are pursued by a trio of bad guys. All of this may seem familiar, but the combination of Leonard's naturalistic writing style and Poe's baritone voice makes this a gripping listen. Leonard, known more for his crime novels, was a well-respected Western writer, and Ombre includes some familiar elements: the underestimated anti-hero, the pursuit of dirty money, the close quarters interplay of characters, and the use of dialogue to tell the story. It's surprising no one has produced this title as an audiobook before now. Poe's reading makes up for the wait. Richard W. Stimm wrote that review of Ombre by Elmore Leonard, read by Richard Poe. It's available from Harper Audio for 4.5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks, and it invites you to celebrate our 25th anniversary of bringing you wonderful reviews of audiobooks. Okay, back to our reviews in literary fiction. We have White Tears by Hari Kunzru, read by Lincoln Hoppe, Danny Campbell, and Dominic Hoffman, and it's an Earphones winner. Kunzru's latest offers a fascinating intermingling of the mistreatment of Black Americans, immorality in the music field, and magical realism, all delivered by three talented narrators, Lincoln Hoppe, Danny Campbell, and Dominic Hoffman. Seth and Carter are representative of the self-serving personal agendas of the millennial generation. The pair set up a recording studio, and after recording a Black street musician singing the blues, they release it on the internet as an original find. A series of mysterious, surreal events leads to Seth's becoming permanently injured. Far more than a mystery, the story poses questions about false facts and the often illusory connection between white and Black musical artists. Hoppe, Campbell, and Hoffman perform this engrossing, convoluted tale with all its serious implications intact. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of White Tears by Hari Kunzru, read by three talented narrators. It's available from Random House Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in literary fiction is Peacekeeping. It's written by Misha Berlinski, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Ben Williams. Ben Williams' narration couldn't be more perfect for this tragicomic novel of Haiti. Williams perfectly inhabits the wry, observant, somewhat detached traveling spouse of an aid writer. Williams' talent is not just with the subtle inflections in English and Creole that give personality and heart to the colorful characters. They include a failed Florida sheriff candidate and a successful Haitian judge. His conversational delivery also enhances the listener's understanding of Haiti's confounding mix of politics and superstition. The many backstories tell us so much more about life in Haiti than any nonfiction account ever could. This is a beautifully voiced tale of a magical place with, alas, few happy endings. That review was by Betsy Mazur, and it is of Peacekeeping by Misha Berlinski, an Earphones winner read by Ben Williams. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 14.25 hours unabridged. Our next review in the area of literary fiction is The Hearts of Men by Nicholas Butler, read by Adam Werner. Narrator Adam Werner's deep, resonant voice transports listeners back to Camp Chippewa, 1962. That is where this audiobook begins its account of 13-year-old Nelson Dofty's life. Through the years, Nelson goes from camper to counselor and later sees his friends, son, and grandson become campers. But then something unimaginable happens, and Nelson finds himself in a difficult situation. Werner brings the necessary pathos to a story that spans decades. He ably gives life to these boys, who become men, and the boys that follow. Butler's story, as read by Werner, examines what it means to be a man, exploring the ideas of family, friendship, morality, and bravery. Andrew G. McGinley wrote that review of The Hearts of Men. It's written by Nicholas Butler, and it's read by Adam Werner. It's available from Harper Audio for 12 hours, unabridged listening. Our next review is Exit West, written and read by Mohsin Hamid. In this contemporary love story, two people are thrown together against a backdrop of violence and circumstance in an unnamed Middle Eastern country. The author narrates in deep pitch and warm tone. Saeed and Nadia, confront their feelings for each other while fearing for their own safety as the city descends into chaos. Hamid delivers the themes of love, loss, and politics with a somber undertone that will remind listeners that the details of his novel could be real life for many people around the world. The narrator's style is purposeful, measured, and dramatic. Each chapter leaves the listener waiting to hear what will happen next. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of Exit West by Mohsin Hamid, read by the author. It's available from Penguin Audio for 4.75 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing in our reviews in literary fiction, we have Mr. Potter by Jamaica Kincaid, read by Robin Miles. 15 years after it appeared in, it's an Earphones winner, read by Robin Miles. 15 years after it appeared in print, this fictionalized account and accounting of the novelist's father and her childhood viewpoint of him finds a vehicle in Robin Miles's exquisite narration. She provides it with genuineness and humanity that seem lacking on the page. Employing a range of emotional tones in a consistent and accurate Caribbean accent, Miles turns Mr. Potter from problematic to human, albeit flawed. He's flagrantly misogynistic and has no discernible interest in personal reflection. Kincaid's take, however, creates a man who is believable and a relationship, from her viewpoint, that is not quite sympathetic, but at least perceptive of his character, independent of what she needs from a father. Francesca Goldsmith wrote that review of Mr. Potter. It's written by Jamaica Kincaid. It's an earphones winner, read by Robin Miles. And it's available from Blackstone Audio for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Home Sweet Home by April Smith, read by Katie McLean. And it's an earphones winner. With an upbeat narration, Katie McLean sets the tone for this timely look at a shameful episode in American history, the McCarthy era. After a violent attack on a family in South Dakota in 1985, the novel flashes back to the 1950s. Cal and Bessie Cusack and their children leave New York City for the Midwest, hoping for a better life. A systematic persecution of the family based on their liberal democratic beliefs, the possibility that they're Jewish, and Betsy's early flirtation with the communism is rooted in prejudice and fear. McLean delivers credible characters and manages to set the fear-filled tone of the Midwest in the 1950s. The combination of political ignorance and religious bigotry, delivered intelligently by McLean, makes for unputdownable listening. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, was of Home Sweet Home by April Smith, an earphones winner, read by Katie McLean. It's available from Random House Audio for 14.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Close Enough to Touch. Colleen Oakley wrote it, and it's read by Candace Thaxton, Kirby Hayborn, and Jonathan Todd Ross. Imagine a world in which you can't be touched. How do you show affection? How do you navigate the day-to-day world around you? This extraordinary audiobook introduces Jubilee Jenkins, a young woman with a rare allergy to other humans. After being reclusive for nearly a decade, Jubilee is forced back into the world to find a job. Following a series of obstacles, she begins to work at the local library, and her world changes in unexpected ways. Narrated in alternating chapters by Candace Thaxton as Jubilee and Kirby Hayborn as Eric Keegan, the audiobook explores what it means to express love, how to hope even when it seems impossible, and when to stop hiding and open ourselves to the world around us. Katie S. MacDonald wrote that review of Close Enough to Touch. It's written by Colleen Oakley, and it's read by Candace Thaxton, Kirby Hayborn, and Jonathan Todd Ross. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is the Chilbury Ladies Choir. It's written by Jennifer Ryan, and it's read by a full cast. This charming debut introduces the villagers of Chilbury, England, who defy tradition and the vicar as they keep calm and carry on during World War II. Specifically, they resurrect the church's choir in spite of the absence of male voices. The journal and letter format of the story poses a challenge to transform into audio, and this superb cast fully succeeds in keeping listeners engaged with the voices that embody the personalities of all the characters, especially the five choir members. The timid widow who finds her voice, the boy-crazy daughter of the local gentry, the precocious sister of the young Jewish refugee, and for comic relief, the scheming midwife hoping to outrun her shady past, all show, in their own unique ways, the resilience on the home front. Nancy E. McCarthy wrote that review of The Chilbury's Ladies' Choir by Jennifer Ryan. It's read by Gabrielle Glaister, Laura Kierman, Imogene Wild, Adjoa Ando, Tom Clegg, and Mike Grady, and it's available from Random House Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Finally today, we have Fever Dream by Samantha Schweblin, read by Maggie McDowell. It's translated by Megan McDowell, and it's read by Hilary Huber. Schweblin's haunting tale of the supernatural and psychological drama translated from Spanish explores a mother's desperation to save her child. The story is unsettling enough, yet Hilary Huber's reading adds additional chills for the listener. She perfectly captures the protagonist's anxiety as it slowly turns to fear and horror. David's mother tells Amanda his story about broken souls. She doesn't believe it, but before it ends, she may have no choice. At first, listeners may have difficulty understanding what is happening, but they'll quickly be drawn into the psychological suspense and hooked to see how it will all end. Andrew G. McGinley wrote that review of Fever Dream by Samantha Schweblin. It's translated by Megan McDowell, read by Hilary Huber. And it's available from Penguin Audio for 3.25 hours unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have a listening with children's book writer and illustrator Scott Nash. Then we'll continue reviews in literary fiction, including a review of Anything is Possible by Elizabeth Strout, read by Kimberly Farr. It's an Earphones winner. And we have an interview with author Christine Baker Klein and a review of her latest, A Piece of the World, read by Polly Stone. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.